if you want to look in your Bibles, but I think Tim might get that up on the board for on the screen for us. And so Elisha really starts with Elijah. So that's confusing, isn't it? But if you get it clearly in your head, the man that Elisha takes over from is called Elijah. And Elijah was a prophet of God, and so he was God's spokesperson into Israel in his time. He was God's messenger, so a very, very important person. But in 1 Kings 19, we pick up Elijah when he was an older man, and he had just been through a massive battle with the prophets of Baal, and he was discouraged and frustrated, and he had run away to a mountain, and he said to God, "I've had enough. I've had it up to here. Take my life. I'm through. It's all over." And God said, "No, you've still got more stuff to do." And he began to tell Elijah the things that he had to do. But one of the things that he told Elijah, he said, "You might feel worn out, mate, but I've got someone who's going to replace you. And one of the things I want you to do when you get down off this mountain is go and find Elisha, and I want you to anoint him as the new prophet who will take over from you eventually." And so Elijah did that, and well, he did it sort of. It's interesting, he was told to anoint him, but he went and he found Elisha, and Elisha was a farmer, and he was plowing. And he was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen. That's colossal. That's an enormous tractor. 12 pairs of oxen yoked together behind a plow would go from about here to the other end of the hall. And Elisha was at the far end, at the back end where the plow was. And Elijah just came past him, and it reads like he didn't really say anything to him, and he just chucked his mantle over the top of him and carried on walking. And but somehow Elisha knew, he knew who this was, and he somehow knew that if he throws his mantle onto me, it means I'm going to take over or I'm going to follow him. And so Elisha rushed after him. And I think Elijah was a bit of a grumpy old man, as you get when you're about my age. And he said to Elisha, Elisha said, "Please let me rush back and kiss Mum and Dad and say goodbye to the family." Elisha said, "What have I done to you?" Which is pretty rude, I thought. But however, he said, "Okay, you can do that." So he goes back, he gets two of his oxen that he's been plowing with, cuts their throats, cooks them, make some for a sacrifice. The rest's a big feast for his family, and he says goodbye, and he goes and follows Elijah. And then it tells us at the end of that chapter 19 that he ministers to Elijah. So he becomes like Elijah's servant. And in fact, when you go to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 11, it tells you they spoke about Elisha as the man who used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. He was Elijah's water boy. And it's an interesting thing for me as a farmer to think he's called from farming and now he's washing Elijah's socks and scrubbing his false teeth and doing those sort of things. And we know that Elijah liked to eat locusts, and so I guess that Elisha had to fry his locusts for him and that sort of thing. And you think, I'd be rather plowing with my oxen. But however, Elisha seemed to know that in due time he would take over, that the fact that Elijah had thrown his mantle on him meant that God's blessing of the Holy Spirit that was on Elijah would come on him someday. And so it did happen in due course. And so in our Bibles we see that happening in 2 Kings chapter 2. And the author of 2 Kings tells us this is the day that it's going to happen. at the start of that chapter. And again, Elijah seems to be a bit difficult as far as Elisha is concerned. They're in Gilgal, and Elijah says to Elisha, "God's told me to go to Bethel. You stay here." And Elisha says, "Upon the life of God and your life," he says, "I'm not leaving you, whatever. I'm going with you." He knew something was up. He knew that God was stirring that day. And so they come to Bethel, and there in Bethel they meet some prophets, some other minor prophets. And these prophets say to Elisha, "Do you know that God is going to take your master from you today?" And Elisha says, "Yeah, I do. Be quiet. Shush. I know." And then Elijah said to Elisha, "I'm going to Jericho. You stay here." And in my words, he says, "Not over my dead body, not in your life am I staying here. I'm not leaving you. I'm going to be by your side." When he gets to Jericho again, some prophets come out and say to Elisha, "Do you know that God's going to take your master today?" And Elisha says, "Yeah, I know. Be quiet. Shut up." I don't know whether he said shut up. He's probably got better manners than me. But he meant that. "That's enough. Be quiet." And then Elijah said, "You stay here now, Elisha. I'm going across the River Jordan." And again, Elisha says, "Not likely. I'm not staying anywhere where you're going away. I'm going with you." And Elijah and Elisha walked to the river. And Elijah takes off his mantle, the same one, I think, that he had thrown on Elisha when he was plowing. And he walks up to the river, and he smacks the river like that with his mantle. And what happens? That's right. The river parts, just like it did for Joshua, just like the Red Sea did for Moses. And Elisha and Elijah walk through the dry bed of the River Jordan out to the other side. And then Elijah says to Elisha, "I'll give you," well, sometimes in our fairy tale books, "I'll grant you one wish." But he's saying, "Ask one thing of me, Elisha, before God takes me away." And Elisha said, "I would like a double portion of the Spirit that is upon you, Elijah." And we could think, ooh, he's pretty greedy. That's sort of a way up there, isn't it? And but I think possibly in those days, the oldest son, which I agree with entirely because that's where I fit in our family, the oldest son got a double inheritance compared to the others. And so I think in some ways he's saying, "I want the highest inheritance that's going that can come from your hand." And Elijah said, "Oh, you've asked a pretty big thing." But he said, "I'm gone pretty soon. If you see me when I go, then you get what you've asked for. If you don't see me when we go," God has said no to that answer, that request. And with that, a fiery chariot and fiery horses came screaming through and parted Elijah and Elisha. And a whirlwind picked up Elijah and took him into heaven. And Elisha yelled out, "The chariots," someone will have to help me, say it loudly. "Yeah, the chariots of Israel." And with that, Elijah disappeared alive into heaven. Well, what a glorious way to die. Anything that's to do with horses is as honorable as you can possibly get. Well, as Elijah disappeared, we could say, did Elisha see him go? And we could say, yeah, he did. And so we think, well, is he going to get what he asked for? And Elisha, it's a massive day for Elisha. He's known something's coming. He's known it's probably the day, but he wouldn't have known what was going to happen. And he's left there standing by himself. But what does he notice on the ground? Elijah's mantle has fallen off. It hasn't gone with him into heaven. And so he picks up Elijah's mantle. And he thinks, well, I suppose I may as well go home. And he walks back to the River Jordan. And he thinks, this will be sort of a test, won't it? And so he says, where is the God of Elijah? And the river opens up again, and he walks through. And out the other side, 50 prophets have been watching this from a distance on the other side of the Jordan. And they say, the spirit of Elijah has fallen upon Elisha. We'll stop there for the today, and we'll pick it up tomorrow morning and see what are some of the evidences that the spirit that was upon Elijah was upon Elisha. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Elisha's willingness to leave his plow and become a prophet. We thank you for his patience as he spent his time serving old Elijah. But we praise you that he seemed to be granted what he asked for in the double portion. And we just pray that you would encourage us through this man's life and service. Please be with us now. Go with the young ones as they go to their program. Please bless those who are leading, and may your spirit minister to them as well as us here. In Jesus' name, amen.